The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yesterday we began a discussion regarding prophetic advice, advice that the Prophet counseled our first Imam alayhi salam and asked him to preserve these things. And what we said about these advice as we go through them is that these things are very practical, very doable. Now, as far as its implementation into our lives will really depend on where we are in the perspective of faith. How much do we engage in these things in the first place for us to be able to let go of them so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked about the first prophetic advice, which was to always speak the truth and to never have a word of a lie come out of our mouth. And so we discussed that in detail. Today we come to the second advice, where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, says, وَالثَّانِيَا الْوَرَعُ وَلَا تَجْتَرِي عَلَىٰ خِيَانَةٍ أَبَدًا. Again, twice this abada comes, yeah? He says the second is to practice wara and never venture upon any type of khiyana ever. There are different layers of where a person's wara or piety may be. The most common or the most basic level, this is the level of the awam, this is us basically, right? Is that wara means to abstain from all types of sin. That's piety. Yeah? And we'll focus on this, right? And in more detail, because this is where we are, right? That our wara, our piety, for us to be considered pious, our first and primary level is to avoid sin. That's it. Yeah? Things that we should be doing, but we all know how difficult it is to do. Hence, for us, the awam, we will be considered pious by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we can simply avoid sin. Subhanallah. That's powerful, yeah? That's powerful if you think about it. Now, this is the awam. Then there is the khawas. Yeah? There is the elite. Right? For the people who are elite, their wara, their piety consists of refraining or avoiding anything which is doubtful. Because anything which is doubtful has a greater chance of making me distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they avoid any place, any situation where there is a possibility that something may happen which will distance me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a higher level altogether. Right? We will agree with that. There is halal and haram, and between that there is a tremendous amount of space. But those who have this higher level of piety or understanding of God, they will avoid even those things which may hint of coming close to doing something haram. They will avoid that, and that's the next step. And so again, if for example you are able to look at your life and say honestly that, okay, alhamdulillah, I don't sin on purpose. And you know what? It shouldn't take a lot for us to say that. Yeah? We have, alhamdulillah, been living this faith for so long, proclaiming the oneness of God for so long, that I've always felt this. It's mind-boggling to me when people still sin on purpose. Mind-boggling to me. Like, how can you get into the car and listen to music? How? Right? How can you turn on the TV and watch something inappropriate? How? Are you no fear of God at all? At all? Yeah? What kind of faith do we have? Right? Like, I get these questions all the time from like youngsters especially, but it's not just reserved for youngsters. And I remind them that, look man, you are walking a very dangerous path that you know this is haram and you still engage in it. Dangerous path. Because if you die at that time, God forbid, we never know, but God forbid you die at that time, knowing that Allah is there and I am still doing it, you die in kufr. Yeah? That means you don't consider God valuable at all. Like, we should be mindful of these type of things, right? And so the second level is, we said, to avoid things which are doubtful, right? The third level, and this is even a higher level, this is the wara of the ascetics, the zahidun, the people who practice zuhud. For them, it's their wara is to even avoid those things which are lawful, which are allowed, because they know that they will one day be questioned about that which they did. Now that's another level altogether, right? And we're not asking us to hit that yet, right? But that second level of wara is where we should be, right? Where if we know a place is doubtful, a thing is doubtful, doesn't smell right, doesn't feel right, then don't do it, right? Don't do it. Like, I get questions all the time, like, Sheikh, is this music allowed? And I was like, man, why are you asking me to listen to it? Right? Like, I don't listen to it. Like, if you're even asking that question, don't listen to it. Right? Don't listen to it. Very simple, right? Like, it's the same thing we said about like the practice of silence and speaking. We said, if you even have to ask yourself that, hey, is this going to be offensive? Then don't ask, don't say it. Right? Because if you even have to ask yourself that question, it's probably in that gray area, so don't say it, don't do it, right? And similarly, when it comes to our lifestyle. So, we can talk about all of these other things, but for us, when the Prophet says, "Athaniya al-wara," that the second advice I give you, O Ali, is to practice wara, this wara for us is to avoid sin.
Astaghfirullah. Forgive me, Allah.
What we have to understand about sinning and why sinning has been told to us to avoid at all costs is that sinning rusts the heart. Yeah? You should go and listen to the series of lectures we did on the heart and why it's so important. Sinning rusts the heart. Now, we don't necessarily see that rust because it may have been a one-time sin. But that one-time sin already made the heart experience that sin. It made the heart taste that sin. And so that flavor of sin remains in the heart forever. Forever. You can't avoid that anymore. This is why, like, when... if I could... like, guide some young people, my first and foremost advice would be to never sin. Never sin. Yeah? Is it possible? Man, it's possible. Of course it's possible. Is it difficult? Of course it's difficult. Right? But you don't have to sin. Look, there are certain things that we just can't avoid. Yeah? We just can't avoid. Now, we can't avoid there being music when I go to the grocery store. I can't avoid that. I can't be like, hey, shut off the music. Yeah? We do that at restaurants sometimes. Baba, can you shut this up? We can't go to a grocery store. You can't sit on the TTC and then the music stop. No, these things are unavoidable, right? And so you have to live your life around that. But you don't purposely then add on more distractions into your own life by doing it yourself willfully, right? What we understand is that sins put a layer of rust on the hearts. And that in itself is a problem because it begins to turn our attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll continue with other advice inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وصلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.